This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Kevin Kinder. Kevin covers music for Northwest Arkansas newspapers. And it's almost a music writer's Christmas time.
It certainly is. You know, not only do we have a couple concerts coming up at the AMP and the Walmart shareholders shows, which are free to the public, but we've got Wakarusa coming to Northwest Arkansas, specifically to Franklin County and Mulberry Mountain. And it's funny that you mention it that way. When I spoke with the festival's director, Brett Mossman, he told me, he's like, this is my Christmas. You know, this is what they work hard for every year. What they plan for, and it's all coming June 2nd through 5 at Mulberry Mountain.
Four nights, 4 days of music at several different stages.
Six different stages, sometimes working simultaneously, and there are, I think it's 150 sets of music between approximately 100 bands.
The thing with the festival, you can't see everybody.
You can't.
Because there are simultaneous performances, and you're supposed to sleep at some point.
Right, although most people won't.
Right. So what limited festival experience I have, I will take something out, and I will circle and try to make my own schedule, knowing that you may have to alter because one stage may be too packed or something. Do you do the same sort of thing?
Absolutely. And like you mentioned, it always changes on the fly. You know, you hear something as you pass by and think, oh, that sounds all right. What's going on here? Or you have to find time to eat at some point because really there is music almost 24 hours a day. And you actually have to plan to miss some music so you can eat or go to the restroom.
Stay hydrated.
Right. Any of these basic functions, you really have to take time out of music to get to. So, but I definitely have a lot of different acts that I plan to see. And the first bands take the stage at noon on Thursday. And music will continue until midnight Sunday night. So almost nonstop in between then. On Thursday, some of what I'm excited about, I don't really have a preference at noon. There are a couple different bands playing, but at 1 o'clock, a group from Texas called These United States are coming.
Having first left the tavern, then a tire upon the doorknob. Little John awoke at noon and went to find a day job. Stumbling home much later through the evening just before Samuel Clemens saw.
I actually missed them when they were in Fayetteville during South by Southwest time. I had a lot of friends who went, though, and highly recommended that set. So probably going to catch a little bit of their set. Move on to Dirtfoot, who comes from Louisiana, and they have played in the area before. They call themselves Cajun Grumble Boogie. It's really sort of eclectic mix of ska and rock, and it's always a good time, too. I'm going to follow those up with Those Darlins. They were recently here.
Yes, they were, and I just recently purchased their latest CD, and it's very good.
It is. Screws Get Loose.
Screws Get Loose.
Is the name of that album. They opened up for the Old 97s I think that concert was in February. It was a great show, and Those Darlins were the opening act and really put on a good show, and I'm excited to see them.
Female country band, but country doesn't really describe
them. It doesn't. They're a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll.
But not Donnie and Marie.
But not Donnie and Marie. I prefer Those Darlins to Donnie and Marie. Along that same vein is the next act that I'm going to try to catch, and that's Truth and Salvage Company. They were actually discovered by the Black Crows.
Coming to your fast from sea to sea, chock full of life and loyalty. Love your smile, you're hysterical, beautiful individual. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's feeling pretty magical. Digging the feel of this atmosphere, enjoying the breeze and the salty air. Missing your smile is unbearable. Silver in the residual.
I'm going to travel next to Hugo. I do not know a lot about Hugo, other than right now you can find on YouTube a cover of him doing 99 Problems in a bluegrass style.
Okay.
So interesting take. He's also got an album that just came out. Moving on to North Mississippi All-Stars, and it's billed as a duo. I do not know specifically what that means, but if you're familiar with the North Mississippi All-Stars, you know it's sort of Delta Blues done anew. It's good stuff. I do not know which of the members are the duo. It's normally a trio. But they're always worth seeing. I've watched them before, and Luther Dickinson is the lead guitarist. He also guests for the Black Crowes, and he is, I think, one of the better guitarists in America.
Most of these sets are an hour, 15 minutes.
Yeah,
most, you know, of that, until you get to the headliner.
Exactly. Until you get to the headliners, it's a pretty short scenario. And they have about 15 minutes between stage time. So you can stay all day, and they really try to hustle bands back and forth. Minus the Bear, starting about 5:45 on Thursday afternoon. Very much alt rock and a lot of fun, at least according to their recordings. I haven't watched them live. Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, on the other hand, I have watched live several times, and that's not a set that I can miss this time around.
That's going to be crowded.
It should be, and that's on the main stage. So that's definitely one that I think a lot of people will go to. However, there are four other bands playing during the same time that Grace Potter is. So some of that crowd will be split. Buckethead is at 7:30. I don't know what to say about Buckethead other than he does play with the bucket on his head.
Hence the name.
It used to be a Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket. It's no longer branded, but he does wear a bucket, and he's also one of the best guitar players you will ever see live.
Okay. Kevin Kinder covers music for Northwest Arkansas newspapers and will be attending Wakarusa near Ozark on Mulberry Mountain. Tomorrow, he'll make suggestions for the second day of the festival that begins on Thursday, June 2nd. Songs included in today's segment: Honor Amongst Thieves by These United States, Jump the Ship by Truth and Salvation Company, Here's to the Meantime by Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and This is Machete by Buckethead. Kevin blogs about local music and more at nwatunedin.com.